Hello everybody, it's me, Mr. Tall23, back in our video. This is another video about the basic doctrines of the Bible. In this video, I want to talk about the subject of the holiness of God. That is the fact that the one God, the Lord, is holy. Now, the word holy means set apart unto righteousness, that the Lord is above all of his creation, which has fallen into wickedness, and is perfect in every way, and is entirely good, righteous, and just. It is written of the Lord God in Deuteronomy 32, verse 4, He is the rock, his work is perfect, for all his ways are judgment, a God of truth and without iniquity, just and right is he. So there is absolutely no sin in the Lord. He is without sin, without unrighteousness and iniquity, and is therefore set apart and lifted up in all of his ways. The Lord said in Leviticus chapter 19, verse 2, Speak unto all the congregation of the children of Israel, and say unto them, Ye shall be holy, for I, the Lord your God, am holy. In a similar way, Jesus said of his Father in Matthew 5:48, Be ye therefore perfect, even as your Father which is in heaven is perfect. We as man are not naturally perfect in our ways and doings, but are by nature sinners. That's a biblical concept which will be taught in a later video in this series. However, all the laws of the scriptures, the things which the Lord has commanded us to do, God follows perfectly without error, and always has and always will. Therefore, the Lord is the perfect God. Being omnipotent and omniscient, God knows and has established in this world an absolute right and wrong. The absolute being himself and his own righteousness, the highest standard of all. The Lord said in Isaiah 55, verse 8 to 9, For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, saith the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. The Lord thinks no wickedness, he does no wrong, but is just and righteous in his doings. God is above all creation in all that he does, all that he thinks, and all that he says. The way which he has established in righteousness is absolute truth. The angels which flew around the throne of God in the book of Isaiah declared, in Isaiah chapter 6, verse 3, Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts, the whole earth is full of his glory. And is written in the book of Psalms, in Psalm 99:5, Exalt ye the Lord our God, and worship at his footstool, for he is holy. The holiness of God is something which lifts him up and increases God, something which should make us exalt him and give him the glory, for he alone is worthy to receive all the glory and esteem and power. He's being perfect and just in all of his ways. Now the same is true not only of God the Father, but of Jesus Christ, who is also God. When he was upon this earth, although taking the likeness of man, the scriptures teach that he was without sin. In Hebrews 4:15 it says, For we have not an high priest which cannot be touched with the feeling of our infirmities, but was in all points tempted like as we are, yet without sin. When mankind is tempted, they will give in to sin, but Jesus Christ, feeling the same fleshly weaknesses and temptations as us, being God in the flesh, never gave in to sin, but resisted all with the power of God. Therefore it's written of him in 1 Peter 2:22, Who did no sin, neither was guile found in his mouth. So Jesus Christ, who is called the Lamb of God, was without blemish and without spot, according to 1 Peter 1:19. God, no matter where he is or what form he takes, whether exalted or throned in the heavens, or having been humbled in the likeness of the flesh of man, he never sins. He is perfect and just in all of his ways. The Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost are all holy and perfect, and no iniquity is in them whatsoever. Thank you, everybody, for watching, and goodbye.